This is certainly encouraging news, Idris na Gaeltachta, and I have been having discussions for a long time in relation to this. And I want to take the opportunity that we have Vilchina Hotan Furan and Shahakin Dor at a number of legalated runshit to secure this substantial amount of money, money that is badly needed to upgrade the infrastructure in the business park and scrapping, as we call it locally, in Gidor, in terms of the road, the footpaths, the water infrastructure and other infrastructure. Well, I think a lot of work has been put in by Idris na Gaeltachta to attract business into a region or an area that has been neglected over government policy over many a generation. And I think this funding is very, very much welcomed. It's very welcomed on a number of different levels. And I suppose the estate or scrapping has changed quite a lot over many, many, many years, where now it's used for leisure. It's a place where people come running, people come walking, and there's a play park in it, and then it's used for other activities and not just in terms of business. So this is very much welcomed in terms of a new road, the water infrastructure, better access to footpath for people of all abilities. A huge new upgrade of our lights has taken place. And again, taking the opportunity as the local councillor, and I was so glad that I was able to work alongside what Idris na Gaeltachta, and I'm sure others were as well, but to welcome this funding. And I guess we have seen a hort for an Idris na Gaeltachta, money that is badly needed. But I think it, this also points clearly is that when there's pressure put on the government and Mar Chéile, that funding is available. And when you look at the infrastructure that we have right around the whole county, and the money that we need as a council as well to make sure that our road is brought to a good high standard level, where we lack that investment coming from central government in Ballyclia, and also we need, in terms of the active travel programme, not to be just in the urban areas, but also in the rural setting. So there's, it's certainly very encouraging, very welcoming, but also it just highlights where if there is a massive push put on government, that we can get the funding that we need, not just in Scrabban or industrial estate, but also in our rural areas that badly need upgrade of our infrastructure and footpaths to give us safe access to people who are out walking.
And some of this infrastructure has been in place for over 30 years. Do you think this funding is a sign that there is a willingness to revitalise the Gaeltacht areas, places that have been seen as, I suppose, you know, too out of reach, that this is a sign that things are moving forward in a positive way?
Well, I think if you look back in terms of going back maybe to 2011, in terms around that period when the Free State government decided that they would withdraw funding from Idris na Gaeltachta and the Gaeltacht due to the fact that they wanted to bail out bondholders and bankers and very wealthy people. And this funding, as much as it's very welcomed, it doesn't even come up near the funding that we need in the Gaeltacht over the many, many years where we see a massive, massive amount of our young people being spread right across the world to foreign countries and the lack of interest and investment into the Gaeltacht by the Dublin government. But I have to go back to what I said initially, to give a huge recognition to the local staff here in Idris na Gaeltachta who do work tirelessly to try to bring investment into the area. But in terms of this 4.55 million, it's certainly something that Idris has been locally working towards for quite a while now. And I know myself, what being the local councillor and the work that we've been doing as Corley Conde Gwynningall to connect these works now that will take place and in terms of our own road infrastructure leading into the industrial estate.